This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The 3-second pause technique, how to interrupt an amygdala hijack mid-conflict. One small pause can stop your brain from destroying the conversation. In short, an amygdala hijack cuts off your rational thinking in seconds. Most people never learn how to interrupt it mid-conflict. The 3-second pause technique gives you a specific, repeatable method to break the reactive cycle before you say something that costs you the conversation. You can feel the hijack arriving before it takes full control. 3 seconds is enough time to interrupt the fight or flight response. With practice, this pause becomes instinctive, not effortful. Definition: the 3-second pause technique is a deliberate micro-intervention used during conflict to interrupt an amygdala hijack. When you feel an emotional spike, you pause for exactly 3 seconds before responding. This brief window re-engages rational thinking and restores the capacity to respond with clarity instead of reacting with emotion. You are in a meeting. A colleague says something that lands like a slap. Before you know it, words are coming out of your mouth. Your voice is louder than you intended, and the conversation has turned into something neither of you wanted. Later, alone, you know exactly what you should have said. But in that moment, you had nothing. The 3-second pause technique exists for that moment. It is the space between the trigger and the response, the one small gap where emotional control either holds or collapses. Most people believe they are capable of staying calm under pressure, right up until they are not.
The problem is not character. It is not weakness. It is biology.
As I describe in Chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time, the part of your brain responsible for rational thought and complex language, the prefrontal cortex, gets hijacked by the part responsible for survival, the amygdala.
It happens in milliseconds, and once it happens, you are no longer having a conversation. You are fighting or fleeing. I spent years getting this wrong.
I would rehearse difficult conversations perfectly in my head, then arrive in the room and watch myself unravel the moment the other person pushed back.
It was not a confidence problem.
It was that I had no method for interrupting the hijack once it started. This article gives you that method. Why emotional control in conflict is harder than you think. You already know you should stay calm, knowing it is not the problem.
The problem is that an amygdala hijack does not announce itself.
One moment you are managing the conversation, the next, your flooded heart rate rising, jaw tight, thoughts narrowing to a single target.
By the time you recognize what has happened, you have already responded.
The reactive cycle is already in motion. What makes this especially hard is that conflict rarely feels like an emergency from the outside. You are not being chased. You are sitting in a meeting room or on a video call. But your nervous system does not distinguish between a physical threat and a social one. The fight or flight response fires all the same.
And when it does, the nuance, the empathy, the carefully prepared words you plan to use, all of that becomes inaccessible.
Understanding this is not an excuse.
It is a starting point.
If you treat your emotional spikes in conflict as a character flaw, you will keep trying to fix the wrong thing.
The fix is not willpower. It is a practiced, physical interruption, a technique you can deploy faster than the hijack can complete itself.
What you need before the pause can work. The 3-second pause technique is not complicated, but it does depend on 2 things being in place before you enter a high-stakes conversation.
The first is trigger awareness.
You need to know your own early warning signs, the specific physical sensations that tell you the hijack is beginning.
For some people, it is a tightening in the chest.
For others, it is heat at the back of the neck, a clenching jaw, or the urge to interrupt.
These signals arrive before the reactive words do.
Learning to read them is what makes the pause possible.
The second is a clear desired outcome for the conversation.
If you walk in without knowing what you actually want from the exchange, you have nothing to orient yourself toward when emotions spike. In Chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time, I outline the clarity checklist 5 preparation questions that ensure your core message, your desired outcome, and your listening readiness are all in place before you speak. Without that preparation, the pause buys you 3 seconds of silence, but no direction. With it, the pause buys you the return path to what you actually came to say. Spend 2 minutes before a difficult conversation identifying your early warning signs and your desired outcome. Those 2 things turn the pause from a stalling tactic into a genuine reset.
The 3-second pause, a step-by-step process. This is the full sequence, drawn from the core framework I introduce in Say It Right Every Time. Each step is specific and doable. Together they form a system you can practice until it becomes instinctive. Number 1. Notice the spike before it peaks. The moment you feel your early warning signal, that chest tightening, that flush of heat, that sudden urge to fire back, name it internally. Not out loud. Simply register this as the hijack beginning. This act of naming activates a degree of self-awareness that partially interrupts the reactive loop on its own. Number 2. Drop your breath, not your voice. Take one slow breath out before you speak. Not a theatrical sigh. A quiet, deliberate exhale that releases the physical tension in your throat and chest. This is not about appearing calm. It is about creating a tiny, but real physiological shift that signals safety to your nervous system. Number 3. Count to 3. This sounds absurdly simple, and it is. But most people in conflict do not do it. Count silently. 1. 2. 3. Not 10. Not 30. 3 seconds is enough to interrupt the impulse to respond reactively. It is short enough that the other person barely notices the pause. It is long enough for your prefrontal cortex to partially re-engage. Number 4. Anchor to your desired outcome. In that 3-second window, ask yourself one question. What do I actually want from this conversation? Not what you want to say to win the moment. What you want the outcome to be. This single question redirects your attention from the emotional content of the conflict to the purpose of the conversation. Number 5. Acknowledge before you respond. When you speak, lead with acknowledgement, not argument. This is the empathy bridge, a technique I describe in Chapter 2 Say It Right Every Time. Name what you observe in the other person before you deliver your own point. A script that works. I can see this matters to you. Let me think about that for a moment before I respond. This lowers the other person's defenses and buys you a few more seconds of genuine calm. Number 6. Respond to the substance, not the heat. Now speak. Address the actual issue, not the emotional charge that surrounds it. Use an I statement rather than a you statement. Instead of you always do this, try I notice the deadline shifted again, and I want to understand why. This keeps the conversation on behavior and outcome, not on character and blame. Number 7. If the hijack has already taken hold, name it and pause the conversation. Sometimes you catch the signal too late. The reactive words have already come out. If that happens, say this directly. I think we are both too emotional to have a productive conversation right now. Can we agree to talk about this tomorrow at 10? This is not retreat. It is emotional control in action. You are choosing the quality of the conversation over the urgency of the moment. When emotions run high on remote teams, the 3-second pause technique works in any setting, but it requires a small adaptation when conflict happens remotely. On a video call, the absence of physical presence accelerates emotional escalation. You cannot read full body language. Tone compresses. Silences feel longer and more charged than they are in a room together. All of this makes the hijack more likely and the pause feel more awkward. The adaptation is the street meeting yourself as your pause mechanism. The moment you feel your early warning signal, mute your microphone, exhale, count to 3, and anchor to your desired outcome. Then unmute and speak. Nobody on the call sees a 3-second pause. They see someone who thinks before they speak. If you are working through a team conflict that is already fracturing trust, consider turning the camera off for a moment and saying, "Give me just a second to think." This is not avoidance. It is modeling emotional regulation for the rest of the team. The pause, made visible, teaches others that staying calm is a choice, not a gift. For written conflict, email threads, and messages that escalate in tone, the same principle applies. Write your reactive reply. Read it once. Then wait 3 minutes before you send it, or delete it entirely, and write the version you actually mean. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong with this technique. Most people who try the 3-second pause fail not because the technique does not work, but because they misapply it in predictable ways. Here are the 3 most common errors and how to correct them. The mistake: using the pause too late, after the reactive response has already left your mouth. Why it happens: you are monitoring the conversation for content,
not for your own physical signals.
What to do instead? Shift your attention inward during conflict. Check your body every 30 seconds.
The pause only works before or during the spike, not after it.
The mistake. Turning the pause into silence that reads as hostility. Why it happens. You count to three, but say nothing afterward, and the silence fills with tension. What to do instead?
Follow the pause immediately with an acknowledgement.
I hear you. Let me think about how to respond. This bridges the pause and signals engagement, not withdrawal. The mistake. Applying the pause to the words, not the body. Why it happens. You focus on not saying the wrong thing rather than on resetting your nervous system. What to do instead? Pair every pause with the exhale.
The physical action is what interrupts the fight or flight response. The counting is just the container for it.
Understanding how the amygdala hijacks sabotages feedback conversations helps you spot the pattern before it fully unfolds. Recognition is the first line of defense.
Your pre-conflict emotional control checklist.
This is a practical tool.
Use it before any conversation where you know emotional control may be tested.
It takes less than 3 minutes before the conversation. Number 1. Name your early warning signs. What does your body do when the hijack begins?
Write them down. Tightening chest, rising voice, urge to interrupt, heat at the back of your neck.
Know yours. Number 2. State your desired outcome in one sentence.
Not what you want to say. What you want the result to be.
Number 3. Prepare your empathy bridge opening. Have one acknowledgement sentence ready. I can see this is important to you,
but I want to understand your perspective before I respond.
Number 4. Set your anchor question.
Decide now if I spike mid-conversation. The question I will ask myself is, what do I actually want from this conversation?
During the conversation.
Number 1. At the first physical signal, exhale and count 3 seconds before speaking.
Number 2.
Lead with the empathy bridge before your own point.
Number 3. Use I statements. Address behavior, not character. Number 4.
If the hijack has already landed, name it plainly.
I think we need a moment.
Can we agree to return to this at specific time?
After the conversation.
Number 1. Note what triggered you and when. This builds the self-awareness that makes the pause faster to deploy next time.
Number 2. If you reacted before you could pause, address it.
A well-made repair matters as much as the original conversation. Building the habit so it works when you need it. A technique you practice only in car moments will fail you in conflict.
The pause needs to be rehearsed under something resembling real pressure.
The simplest way to build the habit is to practice it in low-stakes friction first. The next time a conversation annoys you, a slow driver, a delayed response, a mildly frustrating exchange, apply the pause.
Exhale. Count 3. Then respond.
You're training the neural pathway so it is available when the stakes are higher. For teams navigating recurring conflict, de-escalation at the group level requires every individual to have their own pause practice in place first.
Collective emotional regulation does not happen by accident.
It is built one person at a time.
The core framework gives the pause its full structure.
Clarity, openness, respect, and empathy, each pillar reinforcing the others.
The pause is the doorway into that framework. It is where the whole system begins.
If you want the complete framework, the full clarity checklist, and word-for-word scripts for staying calm when a conversation turns hard, Say It Right Every Time covers all of it in practical, usable detail.
The pause is the practice.
I have watched people wreck years of trust in 30 seconds of reactive speech. I have done it myself.
The bitter thing is that none of those moments felt like a choice at the time.
They felt inevitable. Like the word simply arrived and left before I could stop them. What I know now, after 6 decades of getting this right and wrong, is that the gap between feeling something and saying something is a skill you can build.
3 seconds is not a long time, but it is long enough to decide who you want to be in a difficult conversation. It is long enough to choose a response instead of a reaction.
If you practice the deal method for resolving deeper fractures, the 3-second pause technique is where that whole process starts with one person, in one moment, choosing to pause before the fire spreads. Frequently asked questions.
What is the 3-second pause technique?
The 3-second pause technique is a micro-intervention that interrupts an amygdala hijack mid-conflict. When emotions spike, you deliberately pause for 3 seconds before responding. This brief gap re-engages your prefrontal cortex and restores enough rational thinking to respond rather than react, protecting both the relationship and the outcome of the conversation.
How does the 3-second pause technique stop an amygdala hijack? An amygdala hijack cuts off access to rational thought by triggering the fight or flight response. The 3-second pause slows your physiological reaction just enough to interrupt that cycle. It gives your prefrontal cortex time to reassert control before you say something you cannot take back. When should you use the 3-second pause technique in conflict? Use at the moment you feel an emotional spike, your chest tightens, your voice rises, or you feel the urge to fire back immediately. That physical signal is your cue. The earlier you apply the pause in a conflict, the more effectively it interrupts the reactive cycle before it escalates into something harder to repair. Can the 3-second pause technique work in remote or virtual conflict? Yes, in remote settings, the pause is easier to disguise and equally effective. Muting yourself for a breath, glancing away from the camera, or typing a reply you do not send all create the same neurological reset. The technique adapts to any format where conflict occurs in real time between two people. What do you say after the 3-second pause in a difficult conversation? After the pause, acknowledge what you notice before responding to the content. Phrases like "I can see this matters deeply to both of us" or "let me think about that for a moment" signal calm and buy more time. They also lower the other person's defenses before you deliver your own point clearly. Is the 3-second pause technique the same as counting to 10? They share the same logic but differ in precision. Counting to 10 is useful but imprecise and can feel artificial in fast-moving conflict. The 3-second pause is a specific, practiced micro-intervention tied to breathing and a physical anchor, making it faster to deploy and more reliable under real pressure. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.